Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast has sex appeal.
God.
Sorry, typo. Six appeal. Welcome to episode 6 of Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth and I hack sex, travel. Oh, that tickled you.
Just the idea of you and me giving out sex advice, like Richie Firth, sex hacker, is definitely a spin-off show we've got to consider. like imagine, like, dear Richie, I love it when my wife does a thing. I don't know what that thing would be. Like, I'm scared to go too blue at the moment. It's really early in the show, and then you and me just sit there awkwardly looking at each other, trying to recommend the best way to get your rocks off.
Do you think Rubicon would come on board if I hacked sex?
Yes. I mean, let's say yes.
How do you like them mangoes?
Good. I mean, that's excellent. I mean,
we've already got some catchphrases for the spin-off podcast. Oh, Christopher.
It's funny, yeah, because just a few episodes ago, you were still telling them to fuck themselves, and now you want them to pay
to fuck
you
for
my
sex. Mangoes. Oh, sorry, yeah.
How are you, Rich?
I'm good. I'm in good form, and I want to say hello to some special people. I want to say hello to David. I want to say hello to Grant. I want to say hello to Stephen with a PH. They are all brand new Patreons. They heard the klaxon call from the previous episode, and they have decided to part with their money to put us on a ferry to Haitham.
Rich, did you see that Haitham was in the news this week?
Of course it's in the news, where this podcast sets the agenda, the world leaders follow. It's an amazing story, Christopher. Tell us all about it.
So Boris Johnson, as part of his sort of fix with post-Brexit, with Northern Ireland and freedom of movement and all that, is to build a series of tunnels under the Irish Sea connecting England, Scotland and Northern Ireland. Now, engineering-wise, that is complicated. It has been discussed before in some way, shape or form. But here is the bit that was described, and I'm quoting the Sunday Times here, by Boris Johnson's senior aides as batshit, was that these three underground tunnels will be linked by an underground roundabout underneath the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
So they are doing Belfast, Douglas, Haitham, not a million miles from us, under the sea. This is not you, Rich. No. This is Boris Johnson has come up with this.
I know. I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's absolutely amazing. No, seriously, you've got to understand, before we get onto your hacks for tonight's episode, you've got to understand where this comes from. The shortest route is from Stranraer in Scotland over to Northern Ireland that way, but because of this thing called the Beaufort Trench, which is where they got rid of a load of munition after the Second World War, you can't tunnel it because it would just all go kaboom. So this is why this other solution has been come up with, and the idea of having, see, this is what I don't get right. The idea of building a roundabout underneath the Isle of Man. If this was happening somewhere else in the world, we'd all go, my word, the Chinese or the Germans or the Australians are so visionary. Why don't we do something like this? But when we suggest something like this in this country, we all go, oh, us bonkers Brits. Why not give it a go?
I'm just saying, Rich, Boris Johnson needs a lot of Patreons if he is going to fund this.
fund us rather than the Douglas roundabout scheme. Patreon, that's what they're calling it, the Douglas roundabout.
Sure.
Patreon.com/travelhacker. That's where you can go. You get bonus content, which includes screw-ups from Chris and I on the rare occasions that we do. But also, we'll give you the chance to fund future episodes of this podcast. And hey, there is now light at the end of these three tunnels. Under the Irish Sea. We're soon going to be able to get out without restrictions and hack the fuck out of travel. So if you want to hear us do that in a zesty way, then fund us via patreon.com/travelhacker.
You really do have your dander up today, Rich. I'm really enjoying this.
I do. I'm ready to hack. Christopher, tell us what's coming up on this episode of Richie Firth Travel Hacker. Dinner first, dance it off, smoochy time. I thought you had nothing more to say. Mars doesn't have any countries. There is more milk made in Wincanton than anywhere else in the United Kingdom.
What would you rank is your favourite thing in order? Dinner, boogie, smoochy time.
Ooh. Dinner first. Dance it off. Smoochy time.
Interesting. Quite orthodox, I would say.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Some missionary smoochy time given.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I said we'd hack the sex out of travel. Hack the travel out of sex. Hack sex. Christopher.
I'm not helping you out here. You can just keep going.
What is our first hack of the night?
Dear Mr. Hacker, have I got that right? Hey, Richie and Chris. It seems this season has been a bit more whack than hack. Thanks for the review.
They can piss off.
So with this request, I hope the tide can turn and you can help me out with a hack. I would like to walk across England coast to coast. I know there is a popular route that is often completed by walkers, but I am after something a bit more unique, a bit more Firthy. It will catch on.
I'll take that as a compliment.
If you say it enough. So, east to west or vice versa would be great. Please include some landmarks or places of interest so I can insta my journey. Cheers, guys. Then he pays us some really nice compliments, but then calls us Chuckle Brothers. I will listen in hacticipation.
Solution.
Thanks, John from Sutton, the home of the professional football team in London, and a stop on the X26 bus route. Super stuff.
Wow, you have listened to...
I think that's my favourite letter of the year.
Every episode of the back catalogue so far. Well, as John will know already, first we vaccinate and then we hacktivate. And that is what we want you to do. Help us hacktivate by becoming patrons. John, it's a great question. And I've got the answer for you. And make sure when you do Insta your journey from coast to coast across England that you use the hashtag TravelHacker. Thank you. Chris, we're going to start by identifying the start and finish points of this coast-to-coast route. I think if you're going to walk coast-to-coast England, which is what he specified, then you're going to want to go from the most easterly and westerly points of England, which are Lowestoft in the east and Penzance in the west. That gives you the most wide walk that you can of England. You'd agree?
Yeah, and two interesting things. So the idea of a wide walk is quite bizarre. And second reference to Penzance in consecutive weeks.
Well, that's where we're going to end up, because I think you'd want to walk towards Penzance. I believe you'd start in Lowestoft and walk towards Penzance, because then every single day of your walk, and I'll tell you how many days there will be in a second, but every single day you'd see the sunset.
Oh, that is good.
Thank you.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, and that is going to really help with his Instagramming, always knowing where the sun will be.
Exactly, because that was part of the brief. He also said he wanted some locations to Insta across the journey. Well, being that I have calculated that this would be a 16-day walk,
wow,
I have given him 16...
Can I ask, 16 days at how many miles per day is that?
Well, let me give you some stats.
Okay.
Let me give you some stats. It's a 396-mile walk, which Google is saying would take 5 days and 10 hours. Now, of course, we know nobody would walk 5 days and 10 hours non-stop. So I've calculated that that would be give or take 8 hours walking a day. If you mm-hmm. started at 9 a.m. and finished at 5 p.m, 8 hours walking a day. That equates to 16 days walk.
That, I mean, that's quite a lot of work, but it does give you enough time. If you think 8 hours walking, 8 hours sleeping, 8 hours doing the tourism bits, you know, that you want to do along the way. So, lovely.
So far, the framework is workable. I was thinking, if you're someone who's doing a long old walk, you're going to be someone who probably likes the idea of a guest house, stay overnight, and you'd want to enjoy the bed and breakfast that Mrs. Smith has prepared for you before you leave at 9 a.m. in the morning and check out of your bed and breakfast and be on the road back in your walking boots again.
Weirdly specific anecdote there. Hello, Mrs. Smith.
I don't know, but I just imagine that somebody who's running a guest house, a B&B, is, I don't know, a ruddy-faced farm wife.
Oh, my God.
With,
rich.
With big hips.
Right. Keep going.
Anyway, so 16-day walk. Here are the 16 stop-offs that I think would be Instagrammable for John on his 16-day walk from Lowestoft to Penzance. Stop number one, Southwold. They call it Soho by the Sea. Chris, are you with me so far?
Southwold is lovely. It's not too far south of there. Rich, just for the record here, I am so pro what everything you've said so far, except the weird Mrs. Smith bit. I'm already on board. I'm loving this hack. I cannot see how this could end up going whack. And Southwold just only improves your stance here. You are smashing it. This is fantastic.
You've actually made me a little bit nervous. You've actually made me a little bit nervous.
There is a genuine hack on here. Genuine. <I know. laughs>
Stop number two, Ipswich.
Okay, you can't. Come on.
What's your problem with Ipswich? What the fuck's wrong with you?
All the lovely places in Suffolk.
Where else?
Keep going. This is salvageable.
Ipswich has got one-time champions of Europe, Ipswich Town, home of the Ipswich Witches Speedway team. There's a couple of things. There's a bridge over the river there. I can't even remember the name of the river, but it's a pretty good bridge. So Ipswich is stop number two. Colchester is stop number three.
Not
ancient,
bad.
Ancient capital of the world, I think it was, when the Romans landed there.
Not of the world, but of England. Keep going. Nice old city.
Capital of Essex, Chelmsford. Stop four.
Yep.
Home of the T20 and county champions.
Yep.
Essex. Romford is stop five.
Rich.
I thought people might want to get off at Romford. Well, not get off, but stop there.
Stop with the sex hacking.
And see the hometown of Chris from Richie Firth Travel Hacker.
Could they get a meal at the chicken shop that we went to?
Was going to be the next thing that I was going to say.
Fantastic.
And they could get on that weird bit of the London Overground from season one and go across to Upminster or wherever it was. Stop number six is Trafalgar Square, okay? You're not going to get anywhere more Instagrammable than Trafalgar Square in London. And the really interesting little fact I have for you is that Trafalgar Square, whenever you are on any of the UK roads and you see a mileage to London, Trafalgar Square is the reference point for all mileages to London. All start points are the little roundabout, not Trafalgar Square itself, but there's a tiny little roundabout just south of Trafalgar Square. That is where all mileage points to London are taken.
I actually always thought, and it's possibly the same thing, I always thought it was Charing Cross, which admittedly is very, very close to Trafalgar Square.
Which is why people like yourself can know that fact incorrectly, but it is actually the Trafalgar Square roundabout. Why would it be a
I'm very
station?
Happy to stand corrected. You are doing so well here, Rich. I 100% concede.
Great. Stop seven. We move on from Trafalgar Square, Bracknell, which has a fantastic Go Ape and also the distribution centre for Waitrose.
I mean, okay, who is going to be Go Aping? How many days are we in now?
This is day eight.
You are not going to be go aping 8 days into a 16-day walk.
Actually, it's day seven, so does that change your opinion?
Nope.
Okay. We then move on to Basingstoke. Admittedly, the geography of the walk does mean a couple of down days, with all due respect to the good people of Bracknell and Basingstoke. But then we pick back up with the ancient delights of Salisbury. Maybe you can go and have an Insta picture around the very underwhelming stones of Stonehenge.
Leave Stonehenge out of this.
We then move on to Wincanton, which is home of the UK's milk industry. You can have some pictures taken there.
What do you mean the home of the UK's milk industry? Well,
exactly,
all the milk
that
goes to Wincanton.
There is more milk made in Wincanton than anywhere else in the United Kingdom.
Milk's made in cows.
No, it's not. It's honestly, milk is distributed from Wincanton.
Okay, so it's distributed. Okay.
Check it out.
There's not
it
just goes, like shitloads of cows in Wincanton.
No, straight out the teat, out the udder, to Wincanton. A303, gotcha. Trust me. Then you're down to Yeovil, which is home of the Royal Air Force helicopter division. So lots of pictures of helicopters for your Insta. Then you're on to Exeter, the gateway to the West Country. Then you're on to Dartmoor. Then you're on to Bodmin.
Hang on a second. Right? You've accelerated. I've lost Exeter. Oh, God, that's a long day's walk in that one. Okay.
What, Yeovil to Exeter?
Yeah.
That's doable.
Sure.
So then you spend a day on Dartmoor.
Lovely. I thought
some beautiful rural pictures. Then you spend another day on another moor, Bodmin. Okay, some more beautiful pictures. Two more stops to come. Newquay. Okay, some beautiful, all the wonderful, the surf scene down there, all the body beautiful, and stand there by your surfboards, maybe see a shark or something or other. And then finally, onto Penzance, you finish the tour, go and have your Insta picture by the big sign that says John O'Groats 800 miles away and all that kind of thing. And you have walked from the west to the east, actually from the east to the west. You've done it. It's taken you 16 days, and that is a hack.
Rich, I think it's brilliant.
Thank you.
Genuinely, like the whole furthest point east to furthest point west, I love that. So many of the locations, I mean, you raced through some of the rural ones at the end, but like big city stuff, you know, lovely coastlines, both ends of the journey. If I could offer any suggestion on it, which
that's
would
what
be,
you're
an,
here
I know
for.
You're
you
using.
You are here to fact check. You know that is your role in this enterprise.
Okay, so I hope you won't resent this. So some of the places that you yourself admitted were underwhelming, like Bracknell and Basingstoke, maybe there is a little village just outside one of those that might have a little more quaint holiday charm about it.
There's a nice little place near Bracknell called Hartley Whitney.
Already, there we go. And it's a funny name. Rich, I think it's brilliant. I think 16 days is a long time to be doing it for. You'd have to be, I mean, it's sort of double the length. I think most people do the famous one in the north of England. over about a week to 10 days, don't they? So
they do, but this is what I don't understand, right? I, as I was like getting this ready, I was thinking, he's going to like this one, he's going to like this one, because I'm going to show that I've learnt from previous feedback where you've told me that some of the legs of previous hacks that I have prepared have been rushed and eccentric. I remember the last week when I was making our way to from Venezuela to Caracas, you were telling me that I was rushing.
Rich, look, don't start. I don't know where that just came from, that sentence. I'm really positive about this. Like,
thank you.
There's no beef from me towards you here. Genuinely brilliant hack.
Thank you. Let's take an advert.
What I like about that is that we just cut to the ad break before I could even say, Rich, would you like to hear my take?
I thought you had nothing more to say. You were full of praise. Chris, what was your take?
I plotted not a million miles from you, a waterway to waterway, but I effectively went from the mouth of the Thames to the mouth of the Severn.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, what is a really nice way to walk where you're guaranteed not to have to deal too much with cars? I thought rivers and canal towpaths.
Oh, Christopher, this is a great spin on it. I like this.
So
and
I started
generally, because rivers can't go up and down hills, it would be flat.
It would be super flat. Starting Southend on Sea.
Yeah.
And then so following the Thames estuary into London.
Mm-hmm.
And then following, you've got a couple of canal choices, or you could stick with the Thames all the way basically to Reading.
Mm-hmm.
When you then join
the Kennet and Avon.
The Kennet and Avon Canal. And you can take that pretty much all the way to Bristol. And where you then from Bristol dip on what's the little tributary of the Severn at Bristol? It's
the Avon.
It's the Avon, there you go. And then so from there you go up to Avonmouth to the River Severn.
So what we're taking from this is actually quite interesting, right? If you're going to go from coast to coast across England, you have to do London.
Well, I think we both chose it because, like, one, it's different to the existing, the most famous route. Two, they wanted nice pics for their Insta. Yeah. And there is a lovely clash, isn't there, between like some of the rural locations there and the big city stuff.
Yep.
So it, and I, look, I'm sure your route does too. One thing I will say about the route I plotted out, I don't know what you think, Rich. I have a special place in my heart for pubs on canals.
Oh, absolutely.
There is something special about waterside pubs, isn't there?
Yes, definitely.
And B&Bs. So there we go.
With Mrs. Smith.
I couldn't tell. I think it's a bit shorter than yours. I hadn't actually got the days and miles. It was quite hard to plot when you're doing towpaths as opposed to normal.
The other thing that strikes me after having a go at Bracknell, it's quite close to Reading. So it's not just London that both of us have gone through.
I didn't say we would stop there. I'm perfectly open to the idea of travelling through it.
Hey, a great whack for your first hack. Let's move on to another one.
This is from Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
Andrew writes, I would like to travel from the Winnemucca Road to all the places mentioned in the Johnny Cash song, I've Been Everywhere. Thank you very much. Now, I was very surprised that you're it's not that you're not a fan of the song. I think if you went away and did some homework and listened to the song, I think you would come back next week and say, oh my God, this is one of the great songs of all time.
I'm a fan of country music. I'm a fan of Johnny Cash. I know his Ring of Fire. I'm not familiar with this, which is my era. However, I've looked up the lyrics and yeah, my word, he's been everywhere, hasn't he?
I mean, that is the point.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla, I'm a killer.
So there's already, what, probably 20 place names already.
And then there's a second verse.
Then there is a second verse, which gets increasingly ridiculous with some of the locations.
Yes. Now, thankfully for us, somebody has done the research already. Do you want the distance that he travels in miles or kilometres?
It always sounds bigger in kilometres.
181,075 kilometres.
That doesn't surprise me. There's actually four choruses in total, isn't there? Where?
Yeah.
I mean, he's even in Alaska at some point. So, sorry, give me that number one more time.
181,075 kilometres for that particular journey.
Wow.
It's 112,000 miles.
Wow.
Which puts the little walk from Lowestoft to Penzance in 16 days in some kind of perspective.
So I think what we're saying here is it's not a practical journey.
Correct.
And I don't know if you... Did you try to plot any elements of it out on a map, Rich?
When I started seeing the amount of locations that he's travelled to, I thought to myself, this is up there with, like, a Mensa assignment to give you some kind of IQ record. And at that point, I opted out.
So I started, I did some stuff, and then I realised that part of the... It's not the places, it's the order that is the problem. And that's what makes it so long. So, for example, at one point, quite early on, he goes Chicago, then Fargo, then Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas absolutely, you should go Minnesota, then Chicago, then Fargo. Particularly as the next stop, Buffalo, is quite near Fargo, not Minnesota, where it's supposed to be. And Buffalo is really near, and this is the weird curious thing, Toronto and Winslow, which are just around the corner from each other and Buffalo. So you get this like cluster of three places that are really near each other and are put together.
Yep.
But then there's just other random stuff, and so I started to get really like, then from one of them you end up in Sarasota, but then you end up back up there again. And I get that what there is poetry in Johnny Cash, yeah, but there is poor planning.
I 100% agree with you. I mean, if I was to plan all our hacks by going on routes that rhymed, poor old Susie Dent in her electric car from the previous season, she'd have gone from Stoke-on-Trent to Basingstoke, which would have been absolutely ridiculous. That's not how you do things. And Johnny Cash... has learnt that in this rather nasty lesson.
He travels in the song by Laurie.
Okay, so he's limited to 62 miles an hour.
So okay, come then. So how many miles is it again?
112,515 miles.
112,515. And what's the speed limit of one of those?
I think an HGV is 62 miles an hour. I'm now going to check.
Let's just say it was, theoretically.
Speed limit.
Divided by 62. 60. Yep.
60.
So that's 1,876 hours. Which is 78 consecutive days of driving.
But don't drivers have to sleep in the back of their cabs every now and then?
They do. What's the typical legal working... Well, 35 hours a week is standard full-time in that area. So
how
it's
long?
Roughly just over 2 weeks of work. I know lorry drivers, it doesn't quite apply for them that way.
Lorry drivers must not work for more than 6 hours without a break.
Okay. I mean, we're now getting into quite complicated maths territory that I'm already uncomfortable with, and if I am, you're fucked.
Drivers can drive up to 11 hours during their duty period. However, after driving for 8 hours, they have to take a break of at least 30 minutes. This, once again, this whole song is back to a question in a Mensa test.
Yeah. I mean, the answer is, I think... If we had the time and were capable of joining Mensa, either of us, then I'm fairly convinced we could improve the root of the song. and make it cost efficient, more environmentally friendly, and more pleasant for old JC.
But I think we have solved one of music's greatest questions. If he really was driving the lorry for that long without stopping, at least we've worked out why he had a ring of fire.
Oh, God.
And with that, here's an advert.
And I would like to apologise to that brand, if there was one, for the association.
Oh dear, Christopher, we've talked a lot already in tonight's episode. I think we've probably got time for one more quick hack.
And then Gretchen's letter.
Not a chance.
What?
Not a chance.
Oh, this is Rich with six episodes in.
Hey, look, this is a travel hacking podcast, not a literary podcast. If you want to write to people, write to Barry Took on Points of View.
Okay, Gretchen won't know who that is, because Gretchen is
in
not
fact,
from...
Barry Took might even be dead.
Okay. Hey, Gretchen, write to someone you've never heard of and who isn't alive with a complaint about the fact that Richie won't read your letter out, despite the fact, in my personal opinion, it's a really nice, fun letter, and I see you in some ways as, and I mean this as a compliment, the female Richie.
Barry Took died in 2002.
Oh, gosh. shall we do the final hack of the day, then?
Yes.
Rich, it was a good news story this week. Came from the Stars. Were you following the story of what happened in Mars?
Ah, yes. The Perseverance rover landing. Yeah, fantastic. I've loved following the stories of the exploration of Mars, going back to actually dear old British scientist Colin Pillinger, who put the Mars rover up there. But unfortunately, in a very British fashion, it landed upside down. and he's still upside down in the crater somewhere. But yeah, it's a fantastic story.
Well, here's a hack for you that I think you'll quite enjoy then from Craig. Can you hack the quickest route for Perseverance to meet up with Curiosity, the other NASA rover currently operating on Mars?
Okay. Can I? I think the short answer is no, but I have tried. Okay. I've looked at a map of Mars. So I'm going to explain this really badly, first of all. You know Earth, right?
Yeah.
If you unwrapped it as a globe and you put it as like a rectangular map, you know what that map of Earth would look like, yeah?
Have you just spent 30 seconds saying, do you know what a map looks like?
No, not at all. I'm saying, have you seen... Fuck off. You know what a map of Earth looks like if it wasn't a globe?
Yeah, looks like a map.
I think I'm going to have a fit. Oh, what would you call that then? What would you call what would you call Earth if it wasn't a globe? I'm trying to explain to you.
I don't understand the question.
Everyone's listening to this and they're on my side. You're the person who looks like a prick.
Oh, okay, all right. Start again.
If you took Earth, which is a planet,
it feels like you've literally just started again the same as you started first time.
Okay, if you took our planet,
yes,
and you changed it from the ball shape and unwrapped it into a piece that is almost like... That is almost like an oblong.
I'm crying.
And looked at it. That's what I'm describing, yeah?
Again, it feels like to me that you've just said, you know the Earth. You know you can get maps of it.
Yes. Okay. Well, what I've just described, I've done to Mars.
Okay.
I'm
not here to tell you how to do your job. But, for example, you could have said, so, Chris, I have a map of Mars.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's
but
it.
I do have a map of Mars.
Right.
But, of course, Mars doesn't have any countries. So it really is God. Just like an unfurled Mars.
So are you saying you've overlaid Mars onto the planet Earth to give perspective?
Yes.
And have you counted into the fact that the two planets are different sizes, or we're just assuming we will scale that ourselves?
We scaled it ourselves.
Okay.
Okay. Curiosity landed in, give or take, Tokyo.
Right.
And Perseverance landed, give or take, Central Russia.
Okay,
so they are a long way apart.
But there's no water, so they don't have to travel. Okay.
You're right. There's no water, so they don't have that in their way. Okay, so have in your head the fact that they landed. Okay, one of them landed 10 years ago, and one of them landed about 10 days ago. Okay, but they landed that far apart, okay? Middle of Russia and Tokyo.
Yep.
Curiosity has been on Mars since the 26th of November 2011. Do you want to guess how far it's travelled in that time?
Is it meant to have travelled a long way?
Yes, because it's meant, the name of it is Curiosity.
Fair point.
Meant to land there and have a rabid curiosity for the surface of this mysterious red planet.
I mean, look, I'm going to go with it, although I would counter that you can be curious and read books and literally move nowhere.
Well, then you're dull.
But let's just say in 10 years, it maybe has travelled even a few thousand miles?
15. It's even shitter than you thought. So
wow.
Curiosity has been up there for 10 years and has travelled 15 miles. So considering they landed the distance of Tokyo and the centre of Russia apart, despite the fact that Perseverance has a name that implies it'll never give up, they will never, the twain shall meet.
Well, that's tragic.
And on that bombshell,
yeah.
I invite you to become a patron of Richie Firth Travel Hacker by visiting patreon.com/travelhacker. If you wish to write to us, actually, we don't have a postal address, so email us, travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at Richie Firth or him at producer Chris. Do you have any parting comments?
I would just like to say that every single penny that you donate to help us hack travel is going to be spent with me never being able to look at a map ever again without wondering what it would be look like if it was rolled into a ball.
We'll be back next week with more hacks for you and some sexy tips.
Oh, God. Okay, so if you're still listening, Richie and I are going to carry this conversation on Patreon for the exclusive Patreons, where Richie's going to attempt to... tell them what you're going to attempt to explain to us.
I've just realised that I've got an even better way of describing this map of Mars and what I've done.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.